WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the official start of the filing period for the November city school election. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says a city council position is not something to take lightly.
The time burden is significant. We estimate at least 20 hours a week.
Communications Director Jay Sokol says there will be at least 3 council positions open, along with the position of mayor.
If you believe that serving on the city council may be something for you, come by the city secretary's office at City Hall, pick up a packet that does not obligate you to run, but it does give you more materials to consider.
The last day to file is August 22nd. Short and long-term efforts to reduce traffic congestion in College Station was discussed at the last city council meeting. Long-range recommendations from an outside consultant includes a $20 million flyover of Jones Butler Road over Holloman and FM 2818 to reduce volume on the existing roads. Another long-term idea is extending Luther west of 2818, then south to Dowling. That has the support of Councilman John Nichols.
And who knows, the university's traffic planning strategies might actually now begin to access the same set of data. I know you work really closely with them, and maybe there can be some more conversations about that over the next few years.
The only council consensus was taking traffic off Old Welburn Road by extending General Parkway from Rock Prairie to Graham Road. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended changes to the city's residential neighborhood conservation district, which, among other things, limits the number of unrelated people in a home to 2. P&Z member John Bush, who made the motion, was on a subcommittee that included lawyers and city staff.
I don't know that it's necessarily going to accomplish anything that may have been discussed in the public over the last few weeks and months regarding this. However, I believe this is a good thing. And does accomplish what needs to be done at this time.
Bush also says voluntary compliance has worked in all but 4 or 5 cases. The city council directed the advisory committee last month to make changes following public complaints that began 6 years ago. The council expected last month to take up the P&Z recommendation at the end of August. Brazos County commissioners at their last meeting decided it was time to impose a burn ban. Commissioner Sammy Catalina said he was concerned about rural landowners starting fires before the ban was issued.
And I've had quite a few calls about wanting to know if it's on or not. And so that means that, you know, people have some stuff to burn. And if we don't do it and they think we're going to do it in a week or two, they're going to be out there burning a lot of stuff. So I think we're to put it on.
While the ban applies outside of city limits, outdoor burning is always illegal in College Station and Bryan. We're approaching 2 months since what many consider to be a 100-year flood in Bryan.
City Secretary Marilyn Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniac says a misconception is every creek and drainage ditch is owned by the city.
And that's simply not true. If we don't own it or we don't have an access easement to it, we can't get to it to clean it up.
Strada says the city's working on a comprehensive approach to handle future floods, and she reminds victims of the May storms to apply with FEMA by the August 10th deadline. One source of problems cited by flood victims to the Bryan City Council are 2 detention ponds at Blinn College that are filled with sediment. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says administrators plan to ask the Board of Trustees next month to hire an engineer to address cleaning out the ponds. Once a design is approved by the city, then Blinn will seek bids to hire a contractor. Bray says construction could start late this fall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Let's get started here with another hot weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Hear the happy numbers.
Partial suns in today's forecast, but there is enough moisture around that there could be a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. We certainly could use the rainfall. Temperatures today near 95. Any showers or thunderstorms diminish during the evening. Lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy. A threat for showers and thunderstorms during the day, 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tomorrow night. Lows will be near 75. Developing cloudiness on Wednesday. Chance of storms, 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report. And in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers may be on the up and up as they defeat the Kansas City Royals and the Houston Astros take down the Los Angeles Angels. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, actually, Rob, you know, who doesn't use percentages for chances of rain, pretty promising. Today, we're going to start out... this afternoon at 30%.
Ooh.
By the end of the afternoon, evening, we'll be at 60%.
Wow.
Yeah.
We might actually get some rain.
I know.
30% tonight and then 60% all day tomorrow and 50-50 on Wednesday. So
something to look forward to this week.
As long as we don't get it all at one time, you know, fits and starts, it'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then that'd be work. All right, if your parenting skills are not working today, we've got one I've never heard of that at least proponents say will work with your children. So we'll have that for you in just a little while.
All right.
Also later on today, I guess y'all saw in the break room what Pokemon Go really stands for, right?
Apparently, yes.
Yeah, some
sort of a military situation that we're all buying into. That's fine. We'll have a little bit more of that. Also, if your ears are ringing, you're not alone. There are a lot of U.S. Americans that are having that. But in the meantime, a man in Australia crashed his car into a sleeping couple's bedroom, allegedly cracked open the beer upon freeing himself from his crumpled sedan. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
That's a scene from a movie right there.
It probably is. Oh. And he leaned against his car. He said, I guess I better have a beer because I'm going to jail for sure.
Yep.
Gotta keep this buzz going as long as I can.
Might as well enjoy the moment.
That's true. How long has, Crime Stoppers been around? A long time, right?
Yeah.
Great organization, does really good work, brings people to justice. They're hoping they'll be that lucky in Henderson County, New Jersey. They're offering a $250 reward for information about the disappearance of a giant inflatable duck.
Oh.
The big old duck went missing.
Ducky.
Yeah, I mean, they have the annual rubber ducky race on July 17th. The duck had been sitting on a patio of a museum the week before the race. It was then anchored into the river, you see, on race day.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course.
The duck was last seen in the water where it belonged about 10 p.m. on the night of July 17th. But they don't, I mean, how big is the duck? And... Did you look at the bottom of the river?
Right.
That's what I was saying.
I was thinking like
could it have just
floated
away.
Yeah, there could be thievery.
Info.
Mation.
Or it become deflated and it's down there swimming with the fishes.
That too.
I know.
Lots of sharp things floating by.
Probably so. Anyway, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Make sure. Let us know
Or I might not. I don't know.
They find the wacky.
Old ducky.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with The Med's Dr. Roquet. Third Day Counseling is here to talk to us about addiction, and we're going to talk about how to be happy and healthy. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
That's us. That's us. It's 6:15. It's day 207. It's July the 25th, a Monday. Got 159 of them to go. It is, of course, today merry-go-round day.
Of course.
This is the anniversary of when the merry-go-round was invented. which was better than the merry go back and forth, which was kind of the merry up and down,
not
which is like
nearly as fun.
It's video games day.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like we just had that.
I was going to say, didn't we do that? Wasn't that over the weekend at some point?
I don't know. Maybe there. I'm not sure. Founded in 1983 in Ottumwa, Iowa, by Walter Day and Twin Galaxies Intergalactic Scoreboard, the U.S. National Video Game Team. Oh, wow.
There's
okay.
a team.
Who knew?
And other galaxies playing?
I don't know.
Intergalactic?
In Wikipedia, it says notable members, and they list three.
I would
it's a short list.
I would wager the notable members are zero.
Well, and, I mean, where do you go from then on? I mean, what happens? Okay, you were the captain of the first team, and then what? It says here that in 1986, the U.S. NVGT, that's the U.S. National Video Game Team.
Of course.
Continued on without a day when Donna Newart was the team captain. The team extended their reach to enable it to publish the Top Score newsletter and Electronic Game Player magazine a short time later. They appeared on TV commercials for the Atari 7800, and served as referees in the Incredible Sunday on That's Incredible.
You know, you ask what happens next. I would be willing to bet you drive your car into a couple's bedroom and then crack a beer.
That'd pretty much be it. How about Thread the Needle Day? Remember when you used to have to do that?
Yeah.
Thread the needle. You have to have good eyesight to do that. Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Yum.
Hot Fudge Sunday Day. And it's also Culinarians Day.
A what?
Culinarians.
Culinarians.
Yeah, like a special day for people who cook.
Gotcha.
All right, so fine.
If
you're making macaroni and cheese today, you can call
yourself. Does that count?
I will be making.
Oh, okay. Well, right. We'll look forward to that. Be sure and take pictures and share.
Of course.
All right, birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Michael Welch. He's 29. He was Mac on Z Nation.
Okay.
Have you seen that? Let's see. Louise Brown is 38. That's the world's first test tube baby.
Oh.
Born in Oldham, England.
Yeah.
D.B. Woodside, 47. That's President Wayne Palmer from 24.
All right.
Matt LeBlanc is 49.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Elena Douglas is 51. She was in Cape Fear. She was in Stir of Echoes. You would recognize her if you saw her.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's radio. So, okay. So, yeah. Roger Clinton is 60.
Okay.
The brother of Bill. And, of course, I didn't know he was in movies.
Yeah, really?
B-movies, but he's in movies, yeah.
For him.
Verdeen White is 65 from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Pretty cool. And Manny Charlton is 75. Wow. Nazareth.
Iman, that's David Bowie's widow, is 61. And this guy.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
That's a guy named Scott Shannon, who's a disc jockey.
Ah, okay.
And he's the guy who introduces him. That's for whatever that's worth.
Pretty cool voice.
Okay, well, yeah, he makes a living with it. All right, that's it. It's 6:18.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Last week's terror attack in Nice, France is yet another reminder the world is at war with radical Islam or they're at war with us. And so far this year, the world has endured over 1,200 radical Islamic attacks in which now 11,664 people have been killed. Americans are now faced with the choice of a lifetime during this year's presidential election. Hillary Clinton, like her predecessor, won't use the term radical Islam because it does a disservice, she says, to peaceful Muslims. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is unafraid to point out that radical and violent elements of Islam exist. He also wants to stop refugees from entering the country from those countries that practice Sharia, or at least until we can vet them. It should be an easy choice this November.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com. All right, it's summer. Temperatures are soaring outside. Well, they shouldn't be in your living room. Now resist the tyranny of sunlight this summer with brand new custom made to order blinds from our friends at blinds.com. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Even if you mismeasure, they will remake your blinds for free. And now through August the 2nd, you're going to save 20% off your entire order. Go to blinds.com. Just use the promo code Hannity to get 20% off site wide. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions may apply.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Verizon has agreed to buy Yahoo for about $5 billion, ending a drawn-out auction process for the internet company. The price tag, which includes Yahoo's core internet business and some real estate, is a remarkable fall for the Silicon Valley web pioneer that once had a market cap of more than $125 billion at the height of the dot-com boom. Verizon plans to keep the Yahoo brand. Global finance officials are promising to protect the world economy from the shockwaves of Brexit and to boost sluggish growth. Envoys of the group of 20 major economies also rejected trade protectionism, an issue that has risen in prominence as Donald Trump stirs unease with talk about restricting access to U.S. markets. Philips reported a 57% rise in quarterly net profit as it benefited from a strong performance of its health technology operations and cost savings. But the electronics giant also warned of volatile markets for the rest of the year. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. And that's Your Money Now.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Good morning, 623, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Do we need to know that hitting the snooze is a terrible thing to do for your sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people do. And, you know, probably especially on Mondays.
But I feel like we've heard this before.
Yes, we have. I think they are trying to remind us, a whole new group of people who continue to do it or maybe are new to doing that. Because, you know, as you enter the world of work, as opposed to the world of studentdom, mm-hmm. then, you know, sometimes you got to get up early. And that means you need to set the alarm. And most people will snooze at least once. Not so much. I don't do that.
You don't snooze?
Never got into that. Never did that snooze bar thing. Couldn't trust myself.
I snooze all the time.
See, but not.
Not when I'm waking up in the morning,
well, then,
per
no.
se.
No. Okay, now that's what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, give me a quiet place in a dark room. Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the deal is, you know, back in the day when I was 22 and had to get up at this time, mm-hmm. that was a little more different.
Right.
I was doing different things, and so as a result, I had to put the alarm clock across the room.
I've heard that strategy before.
That works.
Yeah. It does.
Because you go and do that, because if the snooze thing is just right there, then, you know, that's it. It's bad enough if you don't even set the alarm, which I would be more guilty of. But it's not good. We'll repeat this next hour for you people who are still asleep.
Who are still sleeping.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Approaching 626, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, head over to anchorfoundationrepair.net. And it is actually a kind of a promising forecast. Yeah, still going to have the temperatures, but chances of rain kind of coming into the forecast, starting at 30%, going to 60% by about sunset. And then tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, it's a 60% chance of showers. Now, our heat index is still going to be up. It's still going to be hot. It's just the idea that there's more moisture. Yesterday, for instance, was a really dry day. I mean, it was hot, 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 but the humidity was down. Today, though, the humidity starts coming up, and that's why we think there could be a chance of showers today. And then tomorrow, and then actually even on Wednesday, we'll have a 50% chance of showers. And just about every day this week, we have something as far as a percentage is concerned. So, again, that could mean that there's some wet stuff in the forecast. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 5. 90% relative humidity. We've still got 79 out there.
If a hot fudge sundae can't fix it, nothing is wrong. Stop by Tricia Barksdale Designs today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for their summer open house. Join them in welcoming Bliss Boutique to their newly redecorated store and enjoy a sweet treat as you shop for your favorite Tricia Barksdale Designs products. That's summer open house today, right now, at Tricia Barksdale Designs. Find them at 112 Rock Prairie Road in College Station and check out the fresh new look on their website at TrishaBarksdale.com.
Whether or not you or your kids get cavities isn't just about what you eat, but also how often. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk. ZipRecruiter.com/radiotalk.
If getting cavities is a concern for you or your kids, it's important to know that
you can't get cavities from fat and you can't get cavities from fiber. You can only get cavities from carbohydrates like sugar, but other carbohydrates as well.
Dentist Dr. Roger Lucas, author of the book More Chocolate, No Cavities, says what a lot of people don't know is that the frequency of eating, how many times you put food in your mouth, impacts how many cavities you get.
Your teeth need that 3-hour break in between meals to heal themselves. So that's number one, is frequency. Frequency trumps everything else. If you eat all day long, every 30 minutes, your teeth have no chance. But number two is, let's say you have a snack, healthy, good fats that you won't get cavities from. So have a piece of rotisserie chicken, have an egg, have a piece of cheese. Now all of a sudden, you've cut out the carbohydrates from that, and you have no acid attack from bacteria.
Of course, brushing your teeth is important, but maybe not as important as you might think.
So I'm not brushing my kids' teeth after every meal, but I'm very selective which foods I'm giving them. If you give your kid a piece of an apple and cheese, this is true for an adult as well, there's nothing that stays stuck on their teeth. There's nothing to brush afterwards, as opposed to if you give them a piece of dried fruit, a gummy bear. Now you should go brush, but I'd argue it's less work just to change the foods you're giving them. But you want to brush that bacteria at least once every day. If you can, try to do it 2 times a day. And that's just to knock down the bacteria.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tourist direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There was a timetable to rid of what some say was a major source of flooding in Bryan 2 months ago.
Detention ponds on the Bryan campus. College spokesman Richard Bray says administrators plan to ask trustees next month to hire an engineer. Once the design's been approved by the city, Bray says trustees will be asked to seek bids to hire a contractor. The earliest date for the start of construction would be late fall. Over at Bryan City Hall, City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says officials continue to work on reducing the amount of damage from future events.
Of course, you know, this was probably, what, a 100-year weather event. Thank goodness we don't have those that often. But weather has been different, you know, 5-year drought and then all this rain, and now they're saying another 5-year drought. But all that said, the city is looking at a very comprehensive approach to what needs to be done. You can't address flooding issues from a shotgun manner, if you will. You have to have a well-engineered, thought-out plan. And, of course, we have a master plan, but it does need to be updated, I believe.
Strada on WTW's The Infomaniac says many believe the city owns every creek and drainage ditch, which is not true. She also reminds Bryan storm victims to apply with FEMA, even if they have insurance, by the August 10th deadline. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today is the official start of the filing period for the November city school election. In College Station, two current councilmen have announced their intent to run for the position of mayor, Carl Mooney and John Nichols.
Those announcements now create special elections for their places 3 and 4, to fill the unexpired term. So all that to say, your scorecard in November will look like this. We have vacancies on place 2, 3, 4, and mayor.
Communications Director Jay Sokol says place 2 belongs to Steve Aldrich, who is joining the Brazos County Commission along with current Mayor Nancy Berry. For those interested in running, City Manager Kelly Templin says the time commitment is a big one, especially for the position of mayor. He says Mayor Berry spends at least 20 hours a week at City Hall.
Not looking over my shoulder, just meeting with student groups, meeting with homeowners associations, meeting with any number of groups that have requested an audience with her. She's happy to do it, but it's significant. It's practically a full-time job.
The filing period ends August 22nd. An outside consultant was hired by the city of College Station to research ways to reduce traffic congestion on the city's west side. At the last city council meeting, there was support of a recommendation from Jeff Whitaker for moving vehicles off Old Welburn Road by extending General Parkway from Rock Prairie to Graham Road.
Old Welburn Road, the roadway provides operational today safety concerns and is recommended to be discontinuous when Deacon Road is extended. Deacon Road is going to come up into the railroad tracks, and so when that project happens, we didn't think it was worthwhile to raise Old Welburn Road to be at the same grade as Deacon. It would become discontinuous, and recommend a ride-in, ride-out at the Rock Prairie intersection, so you would have a median along Rock Prairie.
The council was presented multiple options for reducing traffic in the area of FM 2818 and Holloman. The most expensive and thought to be the most effective idea is a $20 million flyover of Jones Butler Road over the intersection. City traffic engineer Troy Rother told Councilwoman Julie Schultz the state could support the concept but not getting financially involved.
I think that they'd be open to looking at any of those options with us. The city's willing to pay for it.
They're not willing to incorporate that into the fix that they might be willing to do.
If they are, not to the extent that it's going to make a significant impact.
The council supported a short-term idea of signage encouraging motorists to use Dowling and Jones Butler instead of Holloman in 2018. Public complaints going back 6 years to what were considered loopholes in a Bryan housing ordinance have been addressed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The advisory body has unanimously approved changes affecting Bryan's residential neighborhood districts to, among other things, restricts the number of unrelated occupants in a home to two.
I've been told by multiple city staffers from different areas has been very successful as is. However, some of these definitions must be brought up to date to be in compliance with state and federal law.
P&Z member John Bush says the changes accomplish what needs to be done at this time.
It's my understanding that there's only been about four or five cases where there were complaints filed under this ordinance where voluntary compliance was not able to achieve success. So it has been a very successful ordinance, but these are necessary changes and amendments to it.
The city council, which directed P&Z to consider changes last month, is expected to consider the revisions at the end of August. Brazos County is in its first full week of a burn ban. Action was taken at the last meeting following comments by Commissioner Sammy Catalina.
We've had a lot of calls here the last week about the burn ban because the other counties around us have put it on, and I'm afraid if we don't do it, there's going to be a lot of people that try to burn a lot of stuff to try to get underneath, you know, knowing that it's coming pretty quick.
Before the unanimous vote, commissioners were told volunteer fire chiefs were divided about the timing of the ban, which applies outside of city limits. Outdoor burning in Bryan and College Station is always illegal. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 79 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Come on. Ah, dang.
Reality check. Smoking marijuana is a roll of the dice. Research shows that 1 in 10 overall users and 1 in 4 heavy users will become addicted. Marijuana dependency is real and is cited as the most common primary reason for drug treatment admissions in Texas, causing over 6,000 Texans per year to seek help. Don't roll the dice. For more information, call 1-866-448-1699.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
The Greek hero Odysseus traveled in a ship. You travel in a car. Odysseus dealt with the Cyclops, storms, and sirens. You deal with 18-wheelers, storms, and sirens. Odysseus traveled 10 years in his ship before reaching home. You want your car to last 10 years so we can get you from point A to point B fast and with no problems. Meet Pete the Greek, who is heroic when it comes to car repair. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. The guys at Pete's are just plain good at auto repair. Your life is an odyssey. Make sure your car's up to the challenge. When your car needs service or repair, take it to the Greek, Pete, at Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Here you are.
Some moisture over the Gulf of Mexico headed our way to bring us some much-needed rainfall over the next few days. For today, we'll see developing clouds with the potential for a shower or thunderstorm, 95. Showers and thunderstorms taper off tonight, 75. Becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms, 90 to 95. Storms diminish tomorrow night, 75. Showers and thunderstorms will redevelop during the day on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. I'll have all the details from the Brazos Valley Bombers doubleheader yesterday. And in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers turning it around against the Kansas City Royals while the Houston Astros take down the Los Angeles Angels. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Okay, it's the Democrats' turn in Philadelphia, and they decided to go ahead and get started by firing the head of the Democratic National Committee.
Good Here we start.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that probably was what they didn't want to do, but they had to because, I mean, word leaked out as to all the things that had happened that caused Debbie Wasserman Schultz to apparently make it as easy as possible for Hillary Clinton to win. And, of course, that doesn't make the Bernie Sanders people happy.
No.
They don't like that.
And so. Bernie speaks today, correct?
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna, they'll get Bernie out of the way.
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, they're hoping people will forget, you know, who he is by the end of the convention. But they won't, you see.
No.
Bernie's already said that he's not happy about the situation.
No. So.
Well, and then what's worse, of course, is that directly after that, Hillary hires her to be part of her campaign.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, again, isn't that the payoff, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know, that's to the victor goes the spoils, and so she figures, hey, I'm going to have a gig for her.
Your corruption will fit right in.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. Well, but you see, everything would have been fine if it hadn't been for the Russians. I mean, didn't you hear?
Dang hackers.
Yeah. I mean, hackers from Russia apparently did this.
We would have got away with it if it wasn't for you pesky Russians.
That's right. And
is Bernie Russian? Does he have a little Russian blood?
Well,
through
no,
those
but
veins?
I mean, if you look at his politics, he's not that far off from what they did. But the deal is this. Robbie Mook, who is Bernie Sanders, who's Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, says that all of this whole thing that ended up making, well, Bernie kind of have to sit on the sidelines, is because the Russian state actors broke into the DNC, her quote, took all those emails and are now leaking them out through their websites. It's troubling that some of the experts are telling us this was done. You ready? Because the Russians want to help Donald Trump.
Oh. Of course.
Of course they do. And if you believe that, we've got the London Bridge in Arizona for you. Anyhow, she said,
I was going to say, I can't believe that over the weekend, almost overnight, the popularity of the idea of a third-party candidate like Gary Johnson, Libertarian candidate,
right,
skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I mean, my Facebook feed all of a sudden just was flooded with people who were in support of Johnson or at least taking a look at him or, you know, Jill Stein and the Green Party, if that's who you're looking for, whatever. Third-party candidates, though, hugely popular right now.
Yeah, I may be wrong, but I think that probably part of that is because the reality has hit them that it will, in fact, be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump for the presidency of U.S. America.
Yeah.
One of the most corrupt politicians in U.S. history versus the villain from a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
And they
have to stay there for at least 4 years.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever they do, then we're going to have to live with that. So I can I can certainly see that people would either be doing that or checking their passports.
Unless you want to move to Canada.
Right, yeah. That's it. Just deciding, hey, where can I be other than here? So, I get that. Problem is, though, I don't think it would help. I don't think. And, you know, look, there are countries over in Europe where they do this, where they've got 5-6 parties, you know, where they have to get their, really what they have to do is they have to win their majorities in like the House of Parliament, and then the leader of that party ends up being the prime minister, which is kind of an interesting thing. And obviously, as we've seen, since we've just swapped prime ministers again, that it can happen very quickly over there. It's a very, very different situation over there in that, things don't go well, we're going to change the leadership right here, right now. And that's, imagine if we had that here. Ooh, wow, yeah. Wouldn't that be stunning? Anyway, Ben Carson on Fox News Sunday yesterday said that the leaked emails that show the Democrat Party leaders had planned to undermine Bernie is proof that the system is corrupt. He said, quote, "I think there was corruption. I knew there was a level of corruption, but the level throughout the political system is overwhelming. And I'm talking about the established Democrats and established Republicans who are much more interested, Mitch McConnell, in holding onto their power and positions, Mitch McConnell, than they are about their country, Mitch McConnell." He said it's very sad. He didn't say Mitch McConnell. He said it's very sad, and I hope that more people will wake up and see what is happening. And we are. Both parties are full of that. Yeah. They're full of guys and gals who, well, I want to keep my spot, and I don't care what happens to the country, just as long as I get a title after my name. Okay. Let's see. Tim Kaine on 60 Minutes last night, he's the Democratic vice presidential nominee, if you're keeping score, says he thinks the Democrats can retake the Senate in November. And he said, you know, the House could, in fact, become ours as well. But what he said was interesting in that he said, quote, "We will talk, work, and listen to you, members of the House and Senate, 24/7, end quote, which is something that the current president has not done. Hasn't paid attention to the legislative branch really at all, simply because he feels like he's smarter than everybody else in the room. That's fine if that's what he wants to think. But nonetheless, that's it. And then once the Democrat convention wraps up this week, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will begin receiving classified intelligence briefings. Both nominees will receive the same intelligence briefings throughout about the things that are going on throughout the world. Also, the vice presidential candidates, Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, will also be briefed on this. This is kind of a pared-down version of what the president gets every day, but obviously they need to be telling these guys and gals what's going on out there.
Right.
That we can all be in the loop. All right, it's 6:47.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you looking for a little privacy in your great out of doors? Many people have watched their old plants get too big or die out in drought, or for one reason or another, fail to succeed. Plants do provide privacy outdoors. What are the best? How do you use them? I'll be back with details right after this message. I have information on a fine product from the Bayer Advanced people. When roaches invade your home, Don't turn to messy, complicated products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy, no-mess, one-touch precision applicator lets you daub small doses in areas where roaches love to hide. It leaves no odor or mess. It's just that simple and easy. Use Bayer's Home Pest Roach Killer Gel in areas that roaches seek food, water, or shelter. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, and garages. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches. It contains 75 bait placements. That's enough to treat an average home. Check the label before you use Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. Plants are great at breaking up lines of sight. We have several fine choices that will grow tall enough to block people's views of your house and its gardens, but it's not quite as simple as that. Here are some guidelines. You need to start by determining the real height that you'll need. Will 8 feet be enough, or do you need 12 or 15 feet or more? If you're unsure, a quick and dirty technique would be to take a section of white plastic pipe and a few pieces of blue masking tape. Mark the pipe off in feet and have someone hold the pipe where you intend to plant your new screen. Walk to various parts of your landscape and keep track of the height that best suits your needs. There's no point in planting something unnecessarily tall because it's just going to take up more ground space than it needs to. Your next temptation will be to plant something really fast growing. And that's probably frustration waiting for its chance to bite you. Fast-growing plants typically zoom past our desired heights and widths, and we have to start whacking them back. Often you get to do that several times a year. I got to do that as a teenager in College Station, our privet hedge, and I am all about choosing plants that grow to the desired height and then stop growing. Determine how many plants you'll need before you ever go shopping. Measure the space where you'll be planting your screen carefully. For most species, you want to space the plants about two-thirds as far apart as they'll be allowed to grow in height. If you're planting shrubs that will top out at 12 feet, set them 8 feet apart in their rows or groupings. I guess some types of plants might have different spacings. Talk to your nurseryman about it. And don't feel like you have to plant in a long straight row of one type of shrub. Maybe groupings would work better for you. What are the best choices? Well, if you want something in the 6 to 8 foot height, I would look at willow leaf hollies. You may know them as needlepoint hollies. The original old-fashioned glossy abelia and Eleagnus and maybe even butterfly roses. Now, they're semi-evergreen, but they're beautiful. If you need something taller in the 8 to 12 foot spread, you might consider Marinelle holly. It's one of the finest, and it has some children, the red hollies like Oakland or Oakleaf hollies, also Robin, Little Red, and Festival. Waxleaf ligustrums are historically popular, and they're kind of getting a comeback. For tall screening shrubs, in the 12 to 16 foot range, Nellie R. Stevens hollies. Oh, and also, I am very fond of Yopon holly as a shrub. And then for small to mid-sized evergreen trees, teddy bear magnolias and little gem magnolias. And for big trees, eastern red cedar juniper. I'm Neil Sperry. Bring color to the shade in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. With the beginning of football season coming closer and closer, we'll check in with Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Texas A&M defensive end Miles Garrett is one of the top players in the nation going into the 2016 season, and many consider him to be one of the top draft picks in the 2017 NFL Draft. Now, that being said, Garrett says he doesn't let the future get in the way of the present.
Not really worried about it, you know. I just, you know, I'm taking on what's ahead of me right now, and that is fall camp, and after that, that's our first game. And I have to approach that before anything else can be said about me. I have to do well and, you know, play up to my expectations and, you know, hopefully exceed those before I can think of anything like potential first round or first pick or anything like that.
Miles and the guys are set to hold their first practice of the fall on August 8th. They'll kick off the season on September 3rd at home against UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. The Brazos Valley Bombers took on the Texas Marshals in a doubleheader looking to extend their 17-game win streak Sunday. In the first game, the Bombers won 9-2 and extended it to 18 games. Austin Kearns struck out 8 Marshals over the course of 5 innings and only gave up 2 runs. Offensively, Zach McGuire and Garrett McCain drove the game. McGuire hit a solo home run and went 2-for-2 in the game. From the leadoff spot, McCain scored 2 runs and drove in 2 more while going 2-for-3 over the course of the 7-inning game. Willie Amador started the second game for the Bombers and gave up 2 earned runs with 5 strikeouts. He went 5 innings before handing the ball over to Riley McCauley, who came in and finished the game for the Bombers. Again, the Bombers' offense was ignited by Zach McGuire hitting a triple and later coming in to score off a wild pitch. With the score tied at 2 in the top half of the 7th inning, they put 3 more runs on the board to push the score to its final 6-2 and extend their win streak to 19. The Bombers wrap up the series with the Marshals tonight in Plano. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
swing and there's a drive, a well-hit ball deep out into left field. Gordon going back, racing back, turning to look up, and it's out of here! Delino DeShields with a home run to lead off the 7th inning.
Delino DeShields homered in the 7th to break a tie, and the Texas Rangers defeated the Kansas City Royals 2-1 Sunday. DeShields, who was recalled Thursday from AAA Round Rock, walked and doubled before leading off the 7th with his 3rd home run. DeShields hit a 2-1 pitch from Luke Hochhaver out to left field in Kauffman Stadium. The Rangers have won 2 in a row now and look to keep the momentum going as they begin a 3-game series with the Athletics in Arlington tonight at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston,
that's driven deep to left field. Going back now is Nava, looking up, and that ball is gone into the Landry's Crawford boxes. A 2-run home run for Jose Altuve, his 2nd home run of the game.
Jose Altuve hit 2 of the Astros' season-high 5 homers and had a career-high 6 RBIs to lead the Houston Astros to a 13-3 win on Sunday for a 3-game sweep of the Los Angeles Angels. Luis Valbuena, Preston Tucker, and Evan Gattis also homered for the Astros, who extended their winning streak against the Angels to 11 games. The Astros are looking for a 5-game win streak as they begin a 3-game series with the Yankees in Houston today at 7:10 p.m. In other baseball news, Chris Sale, the ace of the Chicago White Sox, has been suspended 5 days without pay for destroying colored throwback uniforms the team was scheduled to wear Saturday. The suspension comes to $250,000 of Sale's $9.15 million salary for the 14-game winner. Also in Cooperstown, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza are the newest members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Griffey played 22 years in the big leagues and finished with 630 home runs. Piazza, a 12-time All-Star catcher who perhaps was the finest 62nd-round draft pick in history, posted a career batting average of .308 and is 4th all-time in runs driven in by catchers. Some sad news in Arizona as 4 people were killed when a Dallas Cowboys bus collided with a van on U.S. Highway 93. A spokesman for the Arizona Department of Public Safety says all the fatalities in the crash were passengers in the van. No word yet on what led to the crash. A spokesman for the Dallas Cowboys says the bus had no players, only staff members on board who suffered bumps and bruises. And rejecting calls by anti-doping officials for a complete ban on Russia, Olympic leaders on Sunday gave individual global sports federations the task of deciding which athletes would be cleared to compete in next month's Olympic Games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee decided against taking the unprecedented step of excluding Russia's entire team over allegations of state-sponsored doping. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WT.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
So the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of the state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than our great state. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your local online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
Here's our weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. 96 for a high today. Heat index around, I don't know, 104 or so, but they're telling us we may have up to a 60% chance of showers today. 60% tomorrow and 50% on Wednesday. 80 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station.